Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear fellow sheep who belong to Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, let me ask you a question. What is the most important thing that Christ did during his earthly ministry? Very simple question. Obviously, the answer to that question is everything that Christ did to save us from our sins by living a perfect life, dying on the cross, and rising from the dead. But now let me ask you another question. What good would this have done for you if you never heard about it? Imagine that when Christ ascended into heaven, that was it. There was no one sent to preach the message of what Christ did for people. If that were the case, you would be spiritually lost. You would be sheep without a shepherd. You would remain in your sins. But as you know, God trained his disciples to be the godly leaders for his church after he ascended into heaven. And those disciples in time trained other people to become pastors of God's sheep. And that has continued on to this very day. And that's what God's sheep need. God's sheep need godly leaders. And Moses was one of the greatest godly leaders of God's sheep. God chose Moses to lead his people out of Egypt. Moses went up Mount Sinai and received the law from God himself. And Scripture tells us that when God spoke to Moses, he didn't do it through dreams and visions, but instead he spoke to Moses face to face. And you might think that because of all of this, Moses might have become big-headed, that he might puff himself up and be proud and arrogant. But Scripture describes Moses in this way. Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. Moses led God's people for 40 years. He instructed the people on what God demanded. He interceded for the Israelites on their behalf. He was a godly leader for God's sheep. And so you would expect that if anyone would lead the Israelites into the promised land of Canaan, it would have been Moses. But Moses wouldn't do that. Listen again to what the Lord said. After you have seen the land I have given the Israelites, you too will be gathered to your people as your brother Aaron was. For when the community rebelled at the waters in the desert of Zin, both of you disobeyed my command to honor me as holy before their eyes. God allowed Moses to catch a glimpse of what the promised land looked like. But God did not allow Moses to enter into the promised land. And the reason that God gave was because of what Moses did at this incident of bringing water from the rock. But does that sound too harsh to you? Does it sound too harsh that God would not allow Moses to enter into the promised land because of this one thing? I mean, after all, it doesn't seem like it's that huge of an issue. Well, first of all, in our eyes, we tend to see sin as either being great or small. But in God's eyes, he does not see sin as great and small. He just sees sin. And he sees how it offends him. But second of all, do not think that what Moses did here was small and insignificant in any way. What Moses did not make him a godly leader for God's sheep. It only made him an ungodly leader. Here's what happened. While the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness, there came a time when they didn't have any water to drink. Now, this wasn't the first time that this situation happened. But in the past, God provided for the Israelites and he gave them water to drink. So the disciples, or not the disciples, the Israelites should have went to Moses and humbly asked that he would intercede on their behalf to pray to God for water. But they grumbled against Moses. They grumbled against God. They said it would have been better for them to die in Egypt than to die out there. What the Israelites did was ungodly. And at first, Moses did the right thing. He went to God and he asked him what he should do. And God told Moses to walk up to the rock, speak to it, and water would come out. But when Moses walked up to the rock, he didn't speak to it. Instead, he spoke to the people and he said, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?" Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff, and water gushed out. What Moses did was ungodly, because he did not honor the word and the command that God gave him. And what Moses did was also ungodly, because he robbed God of his glory. Notice that Moses said, "Must we bring water out of this rock?" Moses was giving honor and glory to himself, not giving the complete honor and glory to God. And even if you think that what Moses did was really not that bad, let's look at it in this way. Imagine if we were experiencing a drought and the crops in the field weren't growing. And so before church began, you walked up to me, you grumbled to me, and said, "Pastor, maybe you should pray on our behalf." And so when we rise for the prayer of the church, I looked at you and I said, "Listen, you rebels, must I pray on your behalf and ask for rain?" And then I turned around, slammed my fist on the altar, and began to pray. If I did that, how would you feel? You would be offended by my actions. You might be afraid to ever ask me to offer up a prayer on your behalf in church again. And if I did this, you would not be focused on praying to God and giving him glory. You would only be focused on me and what I did. Now, granted, this is totally a made-up, hypothetical situation, but it does illustrate exactly how ungodly Moses was. And that's not what God's sheep need. They need godly leaders. And all of you are leaders of God's sheep in one way, shape, or form. You are the spiritual leaders of your children, who are the little lambs of God. You are the spiritual leaders for people in this congregation, for they may look up to you, trust you, and go to you looking for words of wisdom and comfort. You are the spiritual leader to the lost sheep of God, who are living a sinful life. And so you try to shepherd them back to Christ. You try to lead them back to their Savior. You're all leaders of God's sheep in some way. But do you ever become impatient with God's sheep? Do you ever become utterly frustrated with them? Do you ever roll your eyes when you see that one person walking up to you and they start talking to you about the problems that they have? And so it gets to the point that you don't want anything to do with that person. Imagine if God did that to us. Imagine if God rolled his eyes as we pray to him for the same thing over and over and over again. Imagine if God became utterly frustrated with us as we ask Him to forgive us for a sin that we commit time and time and time again. And when we pray to Him, God should say, "Listen, you rebels, must I always put up with you and your problems and your sins?" God should want nothing to do with us. He should leave us as sheep without a shepherd. But God does not do that. And God will never do that. Because our God is gracious, compassionate, and patient with us. He does not want us to be sheep without a shepherd. Therefore, He sent Jesus Christ to be the great shepherd of the sheep. And you saw an example of that this morning. And even when Jesus wanted to be alone with His disciples and there was a huge crowd around Him, He did not roll His eyes or become utterly frustrated with them. He had compassion on them. He saw them as sheep without a shepherd, and He preached to them. And then Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, became the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world. He took away your sin. He took away my sin. And not only did He take away our sins, but God provided someone in your life to share that message with you. And now you are no longer lost sheep. Instead, you are sheep that have been found by God, and you forever belong to Him. Christ is the godly leader that we need as His sheep. And Moses appreciated that as his life was coming to an end. Moses believed that when God told him that he would be gathered to His people, he believed that he would be gathered up into heaven. But Moses, being the godly leader that he was not thinking about himself. He also thought about God's people. For he said to God, "May the Lord appoint a man over this community so that the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd." Why do you think Moses offered up this prayer to God? At this time, no one had been chosen to be the next godly leader for Israel. And so Moses was concerned about what would happen after he died. He was concerned if the people would scatter and become sheep without a shepherd. But God listened to the prayer of Moses, and He answered that prayer, and He provided another godly leader. God chose Joshua, and he truly was a godly leader. He led the people into Israel, and he conquered the promised land, but he was also a spiritual leader for the people. When Joshua's life was about to end, he told the people that they had a choice to either continue following God or to follow away from God. And this is where he made perhaps his most famous statement, "But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Joshua was the godly leader that God's sheep needed. And when Moses heard that God had chosen someone, it brought him great comfort. And you know what that comfort feels like, don't you? Simply go back a year and a few months ago. English Lutheran school closed, and the called workers that you had here accepted divine calls to serve God's people in different places. When that happened, were you worried about this church? Did you feel like sheep without a shepherd? But God did not leave you as sheep without a shepherd. He provided two pastors to serve you during those months of vacancy. He provided a pastor to serve you full time. And understand, I am not bringing this up in any way to bring glory and honor to myself. Let all that glory rest upon God and how He has taken care of you. But I also want you to think about those churches that right now do not have a pastor, and they're still calling to have someone be their shepherd. Keep them in your prayers, and pray that God would provide a godly leader for them. Continue to pray, encourage, and support those who are training to become called workers in God's kingdom. Continue to pray that God would move people to consider becoming a pastor or a teacher. And I humbly ask that you would pray for those who are serving in the ministry, that they may be faithful to their calling. Continue to do this, because this is what God's sheep need. They need godly leaders. And may God continue to provide you as his sheep. If it is his will, may the Lord always provide you with a godly leader. May God keep you faithful to him as you serve and honor him. And may these words that we heard from the writer to the Hebrews apply to you and your life as well. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now confess our Christian faith by using the words of the Apostles' Creed, which you will find on page 41 in front of your hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the offering. And during the offering, please sign the friendship register in your pew.